We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Text 28, Chapter entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Vanam Vrindavanam Nama Navakananam गोप गोपी गवां सेव्यं पुण्यादि त्रिण विरुद्धं वनम हिज डिवाइन डिशल एसी भक्तिवदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन बिटवीन नंदेश्वर एंड महावना is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants and other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and our animals. Purport. Vrindavan is situated between Nandeshwar and Mahavan. Formerly, the cowherd man had shifted to Mahavan, but still there were disturbances. Therefore, the cowherd man selected Vrindavan, which was between the two villages, and decided to go there. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam and here as usual I would like to seek all the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. So here in this particular pastime, a befitting say canto for the Krishna's appearance. And in this particular pastimes, childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna are depicted. Krishna is in the land of Gokul. And we know that he is in Gokul, many demons came to kill Krishna. And in Gokul, Krishna is loved by everyone. He is actually the center of topic for every ladies or every man in the land of Gokul. We find that in the land of Gokul, Vatsalya is very intensely displayed. We find that Krishna's baby pastimes are conducted in the land of Gokul. And when Krishna grew, then here as Upananji is suggesting that we can go to some other place. And then Krishna was transferred to Nandagram. Here it is mentioned that the Vrindavan is situated between Nandeshwar and Mahavan. So we know that Krishna ultimately came to Nandagram and he performed his, say, boyhood or youthful pastimes in Nandagram or in Vrindavan. So in Gokul, particularly Krishna displayed his childhood pastimes. And in Gokul, the Vatsalya is on very peak. One reason is that when a child is small, he spends most of his time in the residence only. So Krishna displayed most of his pastimes in Gokul in Nand Maharaj's palace. But as he went to Nandagram and other places, he performed many of his pastimes outside the house of Nand Maharaj, and many of his esoteric pastimes also performed outside the house of Nand Maharaj. So in Gokul, Vatsalya was at peak because Krishna spent most of the time inside the house of Nand Maharaj. When the child is small, child is very much dependent on their guardians. When the child grows up, child is less dependent on their parents. For instance, say, suppose a 6-month-old baby is there and he is hungry. So he will not go to open the refrigerator and find some food. What the baby will do is that she is hungry or he is hungry, and immediately she will start crying. And mother has to take care. But suppose some grown-up boy is there, so he will search here and there, he'll open the refrigerator, eat something. So the baby is more dependent on the mother. Even basic needs, baby need 100% attention from mother and father. We find that small babies, even they cannot go to, say, at a particular place to answer the call of nature. And many times do over there only. That's why you find that the babies were few months older, they are in their house. Many, what you call, langots or their, I don't know the English word, are hanging. Because then baby doesn't indicate also that actually I want to pass. Just they pass and mothers have to take care. Oh, thoda ganda ho gaya toh, wet ho gaya. So babies are completely dependent on their mother and father. Completely. And similarly, in Gokul also, Krishna was performed as his baby pastime. Completely dependent on their parents externally. Krishna in no way is dependent on anyone. He is completely Swaraj person. Nonetheless, to reciprocate with the love of his devotees, he completely displays dependent on their parents and other elderly people. He performs such a pastime. Like in Gokul, many of the pastimes, Krishna doesn't put on any clothes also. He is covered by four directions only. That actually his Supreme Personality of Godhead, rather Yashoda Mai and other elderly men or women would be praying always to Vishnu or demigods that kindly protect our child. And who can protect Krishna? Krishna is actually the source of all protection. So there is no question that, and due to their early completely loving Krishna in Vatsalya Ras, we find in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the men of less intelligence, foolish people, they deride me as Supreme Personality of Godhead when I descend. But here we find that all these Brajavasis, Personality of Godhead, they don't accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are not foolish people. They are actually the topmost transcendentalist. All the people who are associating with Krishna are supreme transcendentalist, most intelligent people, and they don't accept Krishna as God, and they act for the protection of Krishna. Krishna performs all pastimes which actually a baby displays. Here we find that Upanandji having a proposal, humans are attacking Vrindavan or say Gokul, and he is suggesting that better we should shift to some other place. And even we find that demons, most of the demons that came to Gokul, they have to came inside the house of Nanda Baba. Putna is there or courtyard, and they have to take practically in the house of Nanda Baba, because Krishna spends most of this time in, say, Gokul, in the house of his father. So Upananji is suggesting that we can take Krishna and Balram to some other place. And his idea was just for protection for this. And Krishna acts like a baby only. But all his acts are transcendental. It is not a mundane act. It is all transcendental act, and which can actually give all perfection to all living entities. Like in Vrindavan Yatra we go often, and Dinbandhu Prabhu mentions about this particular pastime, that Vrindavan and Krishna and Balram were kept on the cart, and Mother Rohini and Yashoda was also on the cart. And while they were being transferred from Gokul to Vrindavan, Krishna and Balram would be displaying their childhood pastimes, and Yashoda and Rohini was so amazed, captivated. And Krishna would be asked very silly questions. Like many times, child have got habit to ask many silly questions, but it doesn't have any meaning to it. Krishna would ask in the version of Dinbandhu Prabhu. So he asked that, Mother, which is the tree or which is the leaf which has got tail? And Yashoda Mai would say, this is people leaf. And Krishna will accept. And then Dinbandhu Prabhu would say one more this thing, that which is a tree which is having a beard? And Mother Yashoda says, this is what tree which is having, roots going down? And who can tell that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead and Krishna is involved in such an activities? So due to Krishna's activities, and since all these devotees are covered under Yog Maya, they cannot accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he is the source of everything. And due to that reason, all the elderly men and women have got so much concern for Krishna's protection. And since, suppose a child is there and it is attacked by gangsters many times, so naturally parents will say, this is not a safe place, we should go some other place, our child is so dear to us. And in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balram were dear to everyone. And actually everyone thought that we should be doing something about it. And Upananji voiced about it. They had a meeting. They were united actually. Upananji, Nand Maharaj and all elderly men, they had a meeting. And in meeting, if people have got common interest, easily decisions can be made. If everyone is thinking, yes, this should be done, then decisions are very easily made. Like we many times refer and give analogy that suppose if we throw a pebble inside a, say, water body, so ripples will arise around that stone and no ripples will be, say, breaking or colliding. And if we have another stone at some other place and ripples will come and that will collide. Why? Because center is different. So as long as there is one center, there is no question of conflict. So similarly in Vrindavan, everyone has got one interest only. Their interest was there in Gokul was that they all wanted to protect baby child Krishna and Balram. So everyone was desiring that how these children can be protected. And then Upananji, they had a meeting. And Upananji, he suggested that actually we should take Krishna and Balram to some other place. The reason is that this place is inflicted by disturbances. And we should be taking them to some place which is very safe. And he suggested a place as Vrindavan. That Vrindavan is a very suitable place. And he thought from many angles. He says not only it is for suitable for Krishna and Balram. It is suitable where it is the another factor that he saw, that cows are there. They are all Vaishyas. So their very important factor is that cows should be taken care of very nicely, and cows give the sustenance also, milk to whole community as well, and milk to Krishna and Balram also. So they were thinking on behalf of for the cows also, that how these cows can be nicely taken care of in the land of Vrindavan, because in this tract of Vrindavan is Govardhan is situated, and Govardhan at that time was so attractive, say externally also so attractive, Today also Giriraj is all attractive, Krishna is all attractive, but Giriraj is sinking down in separation from Krishna. So here Rupananji voiced out, in Gokul, so many disturbances are coming, we should transfer Krishna and Balram to some other place. And they had a meeting. In all their meeting, their common agenda will be one only. Krishna and Balram, whether they are in Gokul or they are in Nandagram, either they would be speaking about Krishna, displaying some concern about Krishna and Balram, and that was the center topic of all of them. And they would be very blissfully, they would glorify Krishna. So in that meeting, Upananji discussed that actually so many disturbances are happening in the land of Gokul and we should be transferred. And everyone, and in the various coming translation, it has been narrated that actually they immediately implemented the action. Immediately everyone was ready and they kept their luggage or whatever their articles were there on the cart, and with the children and their family they just moved on, just for one purpose, for Krishna and Balram's happiness. Just because there were disturbances in land of Gokul, they transferred. But actually, wherever there are disturbances are there. We find that Janmashtami is there tomorrow. And Krishna takes birth wherever there is decline in religion. Yada yada hi dharmasya visayam. And he takes birth whenever there is decline in religion. And whenever there are disturbances, we find that Krishna appeared. And there were so much atrocities by Kamsa everywhere. And Krishna appeared at such a time also where it is very disturbance outside also. Heavy rains were there, Yamuna waters are swelling. And in such a very turbulent atmosphere, Krishna descended. And Krishna descended mainly to solve all these disturbances. Even the Prithvi, Dhara, was disturbed. And that's why Dhara approached Brahmaji, that please do some solution. And solution was only one. Krishna descending. Supreme Personality of Godhead descending, that is a solution. So although there are disturbances and Krishna has been taken from one place to another, but wherever there are disturbances, Krishna's appearance should be there, and which can solve all the disturbances. We find that Bhagavad Gita appeared in the midst of disturbances. We find that two parties, and these are the toughest party on the whole planet Earth. It's the biggest war about to happen, and so much disturbances will be there in everyone's heart. So many crores of people will be about to die. And just before that, Bhagavad Gita appeared. So Krishna, Bhagavad Gita also appears to solve all disturbances. Krishna can only solve disturbances. We find that Advaita Acharya was disturbed because he found that all people have become materialistic. They are not worshipping Supreme Lord. They are not, say, realizing their life and worshipping the Supreme Lord. And they are just wasting their time. And Advaita Acharya, unlucky situation. And Advaita Acharya prayed in that disturbed condition at the bank of Ganges with tulsi leaf. And he worshipped. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended just due to disturbances of Advaita Acharya. And what time also he chose. He didn't come in a very, say, auspicious time. He came in a very externally inauspicious time. And when Lord appears, he can dissipate all disturbances, or he can even change all inauspiciousness into auspiciousness. So that is the nature of Supreme Lord Krishna. Wherever he is there, it solves all disturbances. So devotees should be convinced that wherever, whatever disturbances we may jointly or individually have, only Krishna can solve all disturbances. Even Srimad Bhagavatam took birth when Parikshit Maharaj was disturbed. Like, say, he was the greatest hero on the planet Earth, and he was having the most prosperous, say, future prospect, most powerful person on the planet Earth, Parikshit Maharaj, and he was cursed to die. And at that time, he took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. So Krishna and Krishna's message appears in the most trying situations, and it can actually give solutions, 100% solution. So whenever we are disturbed, actually the most practical solution is that we can take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a most powerful Ramban Upaya, we can say, is that solution. And only Krishna and his devotional service can remove all disturbances. We find that even in land of Vrindavan, if somebody comes with the disturbances and takes shelter of Krishna, he can be free from all disturbances. Here Upananji is talking about the glorious land of Krishna, that is Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan land, Dhruva Maharaj came, and his heart was completely disturbed. He was a Kshatriya, being insulted, and for Kshatriya, insult is worse than death. He was so disturbed in heart, he was, due to anger, he was hissing like a snake, mentally disturbed. He want kingdom with material desires, and in such a disturbed condition, Dhruva Maharaj came to Vrindavan. But after coming to Vrindavan, what he did is that he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the instructions of Narad Muni. And due to that reason, what has happened in his life? He was free from all the disturbance just by the dint of devotional service. So devotional service is a practical solution to curb or eradicate all the disturbances of the lives. Whatever disturbances one may have in his heart, one should engage in devotional service. And in devotional service only, one can be free from mental disturbance. One is peaceful in his mind. Devoid of devotional service, one cannot be peaceful in his mind. Even if he is sitting in the land of Vrindavan, if he is not rendering devotional service, he cannot be free from mental disturbances. Another example we can quote about Saubarya Muni. Saubarya Muni, in an external state, he was a very peaceful person. Yogi, great yogi. He came in the land of Vrindavan. And what to speak, in the land of Vrindavan, he was doing tapasya inside the water of, all auspicious water of Yamuna. And he came in a very undisturbed state. He doing tapasya under a Yamuna river in Vrindavan. And what was the result? Result was that he came out in a very disturbed state. He was completely affected in his heart by lust. Completely, his heart was completely filled with a desire to enjoy. And in such a state, Saubarya Muni left Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan in a very peaceful state, and he left Vrindavan in a very Why? Not properly engaged in devotional service. Suppose somebody goes to Vrindavan also, that I am going to Vrindavan, I'll stay in Vrindavan, but he doesn't engage in devotional service, his mind can be agitated a lot. Like Saubarya Muni, his mind was completely agitated. And what was the outcome of Vrindavan? He wanted to enjoy intensely he wanted to enjoy coming outside. He was completely disturbed. So someone can be happy only if he renders service to Supreme Personality of Godhead. divine shanti. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surida Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. That means people many times say that I want to be free from this, all these disturbances. I want Shanti. What is the source of Shanti? Source of Shanti is that one should accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should know that He is the topmost Bhokta. We should know that He is the proprietor of all everything that is around. Everything we can see and we cannot see, that also for Krishna is proprietor. And He is the topmost friend of all the living entities. And when Jiva, knowing this, engages in the service of Krishna, at that time, he is completely peaceful. This is the formula which is entities, how a person can be blissful in heart. So, a person, if he wish to be, say, remain in undisturbed state, like if somebody becomes devotee, it doesn't mean that problems will not be coming. Especially Bhakti Siddhanta Savya Thakur says that heart and who are doing intense devotional service, there will be many thorns in the path, but they are not disturbed in mind. They are peaceful. They strive with determination and they continue on the path of devotional service. Faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in this, here we find that Upananji and other people are discussing in Gokul about the welfare of and here from this place Krishna and Balram will be taken to say land of Vrindavan, which is the most sacred land of Vrindadevi, and where Krishna performs so many wonderful pastimes which are all attractive. Here in this particular pastime, Krishna exhibits at a baby form, shows that Krishna should be taken from this place to some other place, and everyone agreed and they took Krishna and Balram to some other place. But in essence, unless Krishna wish, He cannot be transferred from one place to another. Ultimately, it is desire of Krishna. Many times people question that in the land of Vrindavan, some centuries ago, Mughals were attacking the land of Vrindavan. Then how come Krishna cannot protect Himself? The deities has to be taken to in Rajasthan, Jaipur or Nathdwara, the deities were taken. And how is it though that Supreme, you call Him Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot protect Himself, so how can He protect us? But what is the outcome due to that? Krishna's, by sweet will, Krishna transfer Himself from one place to another. If Krishna doesn't want, He cannot be transferred. Howsoever devotees try them, if Krishna doesn't want, He cannot be transferred. What is the outcome of Krishna going to say Jaipur or say Nathdwara? In Jaipur, in the month of Kartik, I was told that around 25,000 devotees come and visit temple every day. Over 5,000 people coming for Mangala Aarti, and so many people coming. If Krishna would be in Vrindavan only, then it would not have happened. Same in Nathdwara, so many people worship Giridhari, the most auspicious deity, which is directly from the Govardhan Hill, which was transferred from Giriraj to Nathdwara. And what is the outcome of that? Krishna, so many people coming and worshipping Krishna in Nathdwara. If suppose Krishna would have just remained in Vrindavan in his deity form, then this would not be possible. So externally, many times a person may think, how is it so? I'm not able to understand it. But internally, it is Krishna's will. And due to Krishna's will only, it is happening. People go to Rath Yatra. So in Rath Yatra also, Krishna displays his will. And along, as his will is there, accordingly, many times people say, hey, why Rath Yatra? They don't have a fixed time. We don't know what time to come. They say 8 o'clock Rath Yatra will start and it starts at 1 o'clock. What is this? So people don't know actually. So why is it so? Actually, Lord has got his own will also. He's a person. That's why Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this word, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again and again he emphasizes that Krishna is a person. And as a person has got free will, Krishna has also his desires that I like this. Suppose say, here in, say these people are transferring from one place to another. So in this translation, they are giving one of the very emphasis to cows. Generally say somebody is shifting. Say somebody has got job transfer and he has to be shifted to some other place. So his consideration will be there that we'll get proper house or no, it will have proper place or no, or our children are there, whether they'll be able to adjust to the surroundings or how will be the schooling and so forth. Their immediate questions will be there, that what will your social status, our relatives are here and you have to transfer over there. So all these questions will daunt on their mind. But here very important factor that daunting on their mind is that very primarily they are asking, our cows will be very happy. Generally, a person doesn't think too much of their pet. Suppose somebody has got parrot. So they will not think too much that our parrot will be very happy, we will transfer. The better we transfer. They will see that our own conveniences, that I'll get good food to eat, my pay rise is hike, or our children will get good convent school education, and so forth. That will be their, say, priorities. And the last, if possible, they want to adjust is that, okay, this can also... In the land of Vrindavan, a very important factor which Upananji is insisting, that our cows will be very happy, because the grass is lushy, green. Nobody will change house just because grass is very good. And Upananji and other, they are transferring the house just because one of the very strong factor they find is that our cows will be very happy. Everyone in Vrindavan by providing milk and other products. And more than that, Krishna loves cows. As we discussed many times, Krishna is a person. And as a person, he has got desires. He has got liking, disliking, he likes certain thing, he doesn't like certain thing, and he likes cows. Suppose sometimes somebody may ask a question, that why should Krishna loves cows only? Why not some other particular animal? There are many animals who are more beautiful than cows. So why cows only? That is Krishna's will. Krishna is a person and he has got his own free will. And as I mentioned, that Krishna cannot be moved unless he desires. Externally, it may appear that devotees are moving Krishna. Like in Rath Yatra, it may appear that Pandas are moving Jagannath Ji. Here also say, all Brijavasis want to move Krishna and Balaram to some other safe place. But actually, it is Krishna's internal desire. He is thinking that now I wish to conduct my boyhood and youthful pastime. So for that reason, I should be near Govardhan. I should be in the land of Vrindavan. And due to that reason, And Krishna inspires very devotees from the heart. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So unless Krishna inspires a person, he cannot do a particular act. All knowledge comes from Krishna. Here Upananji, he is inspired to talk that place. And this inspiration was ultimately given by Krishna to Upananji. So Krishna is the source of all inspiration. If he doesn't want to give inspiration in the heart, the person may not have any desire to do a particular activity. Like in the battlefield, Kauravas are so enthusiastic to fight, and they are confident also that we will fight and we will defeat Pandavas. But as soon as Krishna blew his conch shell, all their enthusiasm went away. They were completely convinced that we will be defeated. That is the power of Krishna. Unless Krishna knowledge or inspiration, he cannot act in a certain way. So here, Brijavasis are inspired to take Krishna and Balram to the land of Vrindavan. But actually, internally, it is Krishna's desire that now my pastimes will be little different. And for that reason, I need some place where I can perform it very nicely. And they all agreed. And unanimously, they put Krishna and Balram on the cart, and happily, cheerfully, they were chanting the glorification of Krishna and Balram, and cheerfully they were going towards the land of Vrindavan. Here, like a very common theme we find is that Brijavasis are so much naturally attracted to glorify Krishna, speak about Krishna. It's a common thing because Krishna is all attractive. Like even in a baby, Krishna is so attractive. Nimai, when he was a small child, and nearby there was a house of Advaita Acharya where all Vaishnavas would be meeting at that time. And Vishwarupa, the elder brother of Nimai, would be spending practically all the times at the house of Advaita Acharya discussing about Krishna. And one time Sachi Mata told Nimai, bring your brother, what is doing over there, bring him at home. And Nimai, covered in four directions, went to the house of Advaita Acharya. And nobody knew at that time that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the Vaishnavas are sitting. And amidst that, you can say, a baby, a small boy, without any clothes, coming and just calling his brother, that brother, mother is calling. And very normal incidents, may not be caring too much about it because they have got higher taste to speak about Krishna. So naturally they will not be bothered of some naked baby coming. But as soon as Nimai came, they were shocked. Shocked in the sense, they were stunned. They were stunned to see Nimai. Nobody could speak anyone, anything. And their hearts were completely attracted by seeing a small child. They could not understand that why we are so attracted by this small child. But that is the attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is their eternal attraction which has been displayed, which they could not come to know. So here we'll be celebrating Krishna Janmashtami tomorrow, which is a very auspicious day. One of the glorious day in, say, devotee's life. Krishna will be taking birth, and again he'll be removing all disturbances from our lives. So, and devotees very enthusiastically, devotees come together, do kirtan, glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take their blessings. In one of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that there is no difference between the festivals that are conducted in bona fide temple and actually conducted during Krishna's time 5000 years before. It is same, there is no difference. So what the Brajavasis would get benefit 5000 years before, at that time, same benefit is awarded to all of us if you are enthusiastically participate in these festivals and glorify Supreme Personality of God at Sri Krishna. Like generally we find that when somebody's birthday is celebrated, so in birthday, parents are very happy. Their small child's birthday is there. So they decorate their house with, say, balloons and other decorative items. And they call all other neighboring children, come, our son or daughter's birthday is there. And you find, say, they all coming. And they give some food and give some gift also. Sometime compass or pencil or some other gift article which children can appreciate. So on birthday, parents would like to give some charity on behalf of child, which can be very auspicious for the child. So when, say, small children's birthday are there, they may give small birthdays, small gifts. But when Krishna's birthday is there, Krishna would like to give some magnanimous gift. He is magnanimous person. He is the supreme person. And when his birthday is there, he gives the most magnanimous gift. And what gift Krishna gave to the whole world is that just next day of Janmashtami, he gave the appearance day of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, which is the topmost gift to the whole planet Earth, which so many thousands of years and which can benefit everyone. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Anant Koti Vaishnavrund ki.